Mr. Dalit, the way an Erev Tchumen is usually made is that one brings food to the place where he wants his Makom HaShavisa to be. He brings food there before Shabbos, and as long as the food is still there when Shabbos comes in, his Erev Tchumen is considered valid, and that is his Makom HaShavisa. However, one can also do it without any food. If he is there as Shabbos comes in, if he stands there where he wants his Makom HaShavisa to be, and he has intention that this should be his Makom HaShavisa, his place of living, for Shabbos, then that works as well. In fact, we'll learn later on that very possibly putting food there is only really a replacement of him himself. If he himself is there, then it definitely establishes his Makom HaShavisa that way. Now, the Chachomim were lenient on a person who was traveling, and they said that if you are traveling, then you don't have to actually be standing where you want the Makom HaShavisa to be. Rather, it's enough that you see the place, and as long as it's within 2,000 amas of where you are right now, you can designate even a place further away than you are right now as your Makom HaShavisa for Shabbos. Now, by the way, it should be noted that the term Erev Tchumen in general is used only to refer to the method of using food. If you go there yourself, then it's just considered establishing a Makom HaShavisa, but the term Erev Tchumen generally only refers to that which is done with food. Be it as it may, the Mishnah tells us, Misha Yoshav Baderech, one who sits down on the pathway, he's been traveling for a long time, he's tired, he takes a break, and this is all before Shabbos has come in. And then a few minutes later, once Shabbos has come in, V'omad V'ro'ov Aharehu Somech Lo'ir. He stands up and he looks and he sees that he's actually very close to a city, and he is within 2,000 amos of the city. Now, had he realized when before Shabbos had come in, he definitely would have had intention that the city should be considered his Makom HaShavisa, and that way he would be able to travel not only to the city, but even he would be able to travel throughout the entire city, and have 2,000 amos in every direction from the city, because that would be his Makom HaShavisa. However, says the Mishnah, since he did not have that intention, he cannot enter. Now, of course, he can't enter the city. It means that he can't enter and be part of the city and travel the entire city. He can only go up to 2,000 amos from where he was right now, because his Makom HaShavisa was established by where he was physically sitting, because he did not have the intention to establish his Makom HaShavisa as being the city. Divrei Rav Meir, that is the opinion of Rav Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that he can enter, and he can travel the entire city, and his Makom HaShavisa is viewed as if it was the city itself, because since had he known that he was within the Tchum, this definitely would have been his intention, because he only gains by having this being his Makom HaShavisa, and he doesn't lose out on anything. So therefore we view it as if that is his Makom HaShavisa, because he definitely would have had that intention had he realized that he was within the Tchum of the city. And in fact, Omar Rabbi Yehuda said that Maisa Hoya v'nichnas Rabbi Tarfon below Miskavein. There was a story which this occurred to Rabbi Tarfon, and he was within the Tchum, but he didn't have intention to establish the city as his Makom HaShavisa. And nevertheless, v'nichnas. Nevertheless, he still entered the city and traveled the entire city. So we see that Rabbi Tarfon held like me, says Rabbi Yehuda, that since it's so definite that that would be his intention, we do indeed view the city as being his Makom HaShavisa.